Hi, and welcome back to another FMB Radio Live Q&A. Today we are joined by Sarah Love from Simply Gossip. As always, to start these interviews, I want to give you a bit of background to FMB. FMB Radio is an online community radio station based in Nottingham that amplifies authentic community voices by enabling individuals and organisations to tell their story in their own way and using their genuine voices. As I mentioned, we are joined by Sarah now, and as always we have questions that I have prepared, questions from our Instagram story, and any questions that you've got throughout. Our aim of this show is to find out a little bit more about Sarah and her fantastic show, Simply Gospel. If you have any questions, please feel free to post them in the chat box or submit them through the question at the bottom of the screen. To start, we're going to have a few questions to find out some background about Sarah. So can you just tell us a bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Sarah Love. I'm the host of Simply Gospel Show on FMB Radio. I'm a mother of one. She's just about three now, a very bubbly young girl. Her name is Blessing. And I also volunteer with Mojatu as HR. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. Yeah.
So what made you decide to create a radio
show? From the beginning, from when I was in primary school growing up, I was always interested in debates, public speaking, play acting. So I was active in those clubs. And as I grew up, the passion was still there. But from where I come from Kenya. There wasn't very many opportunities to grow into what I desired to be, but that desire to be on the stage somehow, someplace on stage, has always been in me. And so when I started volunteering with Mojatu as the HR, then one time there was a meeting, a staff meeting, and FMB Radio invited people who wanted to do radio jingles and everything. So I volunteered myself, and then I went for a meeting with our director, Anna. I told her, I pitched my idea because they didn't have a gospel show. And she was like, okay, let's do this. So yeah, we started, the first show aired and just this year, May 2nd. Yeah, that's where we are. So we are growing.
Yeah, so obviously the show that you mentioned is a gospel show, so I just wanted to find out, how much of a role does religion play in your life?
Religion, I grew up from a Christian background, so I can remember when I was growing up, my papa would take me to Sunday school, and so from there, obviously, when I was growing up, I wouldn't say that I was super religious or anything, but religion has played a very big part, and I can say that I am a born again believer. So that is my whole thing. Like, that's why I had this passion to start the radio, the gospel show, just to share gospel music, share the word of God, give people hope and encouragement, because I also need it. So when I'm doing the show, I'm encouraging myself as much as I'm hopefully encouraging those people who hear the show, who listen in.
I mean, especially in a time, as you said, you started producing it a couple of weeks ago, and obviously right now being in the pandemic, everyone definitely needs a little bit of hope to get them through.
Yes, we do.
So kind of going on from that, what or who are the biggest inspirations for your show?
For the show, mostly I can say the background for me, being the youngest in my family. Fortunately, I grew up listening to different genres of music. So my eldest siblings used to listen to country music, soul, R&B, a bit of reggae, roots reggae. So I got exposed to different genres of music. So I get inspiration from all kinds of genres that I listen to. And so on the show, you will find that I started off by playing praise and worship. Then we went to Christian rock. Then this coming Monday, tomorrow, please tune in. We will have a reggae show. You have to listen in, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And in future, I'm looking to play Christian oldies, a cappella. So it's a whole host of different genres that I'm believing everybody will find something that they love.
In regards to your show, can you just tell us a bit more about it?
So Simply Gospel is a show where it's just the word, the name says it all. It's just simply gospel, just sharing the gospel of Christ, just sharing the love of Christ, encouraging people through the word of God and the songs that we play. So that is all it is. And in future, we are looking into also inviting religious people of faith to come and share. Maybe if people ask questions that they're not clear about, we can have people who have the background to come and explain these topics for us more. But as we go on, yeah, it's something I'm looking into in the future.
Sounds good. How did you come up with the name Simply Gospel?
To be honest, I can't figure out how I did it. I just was thinking of praise and worship. I was like, no, people have used this too much. What else can I call it? I didn't know what to call it. And then I was like, you know what? It's just a simple show. It's just simply gospel. Just that simple. Just sharing simple gospel music, word. That's it. And that's how the show came to have that name. Yeah.
I think you kind of mentioned it a bit before about trying to bring someone else on. But I can personally see, having listened to most of your shows, the development that you've gone through from the first show up until now. And I just kind of wanted to know, like, how much do you think you have personally developed your show over the episodes that you have produced?
Yeah, you're right. When I was also looking back after you mentioned it, I went back and started looking at it. And I remember the first interview I had with our director, Anna. I told her, yes, I have seen scripts before, but those were scripts for play acting in school, in high school, in college. But I have never done a script for radio. So I told her, you have to bear with me. I don't know how to do it, but I will do my best. So she is super helpful. She told me, you do it, and whatever you do, I will tell you, I will guide you on how to go about it. So the first one, my goodness, when I look at it, I cringe, because it was like, what were you doing? But then again, I realized you have to grow from somewhere. You have to start from somewhere. Like there was a quote I had someone say, your first anything you do first will be crap, but go ahead and do it anyway, because you have to start somewhere. Otherwise, I know myself, I have this paralysis of analysis. Like, you want to do something, you want to do it so perfect, but it's never that simple. So I just had to start somewhere. And to be honest, like you said, I have seen it's slow, but the growth is there. I'm getting better at doing my scripts, knowing what to add on, what to remove. Yeah, and as I go along, I believe there is only room for growth. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, personally, I can see it within the episodes where, and obviously we do have access to the scripts. Like you said, the scripts even are just...
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really great to see, because I think it's something that you kind of don't recognize, and like you said, until someone points it out and goes, no, look how far you've come.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, oh well, I really have.
True. Yeah. It is hard for you yourself to see how far you've come until someone says, yeah, you have. I had when you mentioned it in your email, I had to go back and I was like, what is she talking about? when I looked at it, I was like, oh yeah, when you look at the scripts, you can see, okay, they're getting longer. I think they're getting a bit longer. They're getting better. And then I would also add that I had friends who were listening in, and they would also give me feedback. So the first few episodes, the voice wasn't very clear. Like, it wasn't loud enough. Yeah. So a friend of mine told me, but you have to hold the mic closer to you so that the voice, you can, and project your voice so that we can hear you more clearly. Then another friend of mine told me, oh, we need to hear your voice more. So now that has given me that thing of, if I want to go and do a bit of research about music, I have, if I wanted to feature a artist profile, I have to go and really check, and so that I can be able to engage with my listeners a bit more and hopefully give them like good information that makes sense. Yeah.
No, it's really lovely to be able to listen to such a lovely song and then you get the background on it and get more of an explanation as to what it really means and kind of about the artist, like you said.
Yeah.
How do you decide what your next episode is going to be about?
Like, I had thought the first name that I had thought about was, like I say, praise and worship. And then when I thought about it, I was like, wait, if I just give it that name, that means I'm locking it down to a very specific genre of Christian music. So when I then had a think about it and I got the name Simply Gospel, then it opened up the doors for me to incorporate more genres. So that's how I was able to expand it, so that people can listen to more genres of music, because everybody has their own taste, to be honest. Everybody has their own taste. There are those who would really love praise and worship. There are those who love Christian reggae, Christian rock, African music. So I was hoping that I would be able to give everybody a little bit of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. You kind of said earlier that your show on Monday is going to be reggae. Can you give us an idea as to what your next few shows are going to be about, so people know what they're going to be tuning into?
Yeah, so on Monday, it's going to be gospel reggae. Then the next show after Monday, hopefully I will do oldies, Christian oldies. So oldies gold, we have to go back there. Then after that, I will do an a cappella show. And then after that, then I will decide. So at least I have two more shows. I will check on email and see if people have given me any suggestions or requests. Then I will take that on board too. That's why I usually give my email address at the end of the show.
Okay. Well, we can give it here as well so people can email.
Yeah. Sorry?
We'll give it here as well so people can email you from there.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah. We had this question last time in our live, not from us, but from someone in the audience. I thought it was quite fun, so include it this time. If you could have any guest appear on your show, who would that be and why?
Oh, then that's usually a very tricky one, because it's hard to just choose one person. But growing up, I used to love to listen to a station called Hope FM. And in that station, they usually brought this program for like Bible teaching. And the teacher of the word is called John Cosson. John Cosson teaches the Bible verse by verse. So you go through the whole Bible verse by verse and you get to understand things much more deeply. So he just doesn't gloss over things. He will tell you a bit about the culture then, because the context matters a lot. So for me, he would be one of the guests I would love to host on the show, God willing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Tatiana just joined, is who we had last live with, and she said that she wanted either Beyonce or Michelle Obama. So there, and there's a lot of work to do to get all of those guests to come on the show.
Please, you have your work cut out.
Yeah, she definitely will.
Yeah.
I think that is all the questions that we have. I tend to just say, is there anything else that you want to say while we wait to see if we have any questions come in from the audience? Is there anything else that you want to let people know about?
Yeah, I would love for people to interact with me through my email address. they can tell me what topics interest them concerning the Word of God. And then I would try and find a way to get people who are more versed in the topics to come and talk about them. If you have any requests for any sort of music, just let me know so that I can include it, incorporate it, and give you a shout out on the radio show. Yeah, so go on, get in touch with me. My email address is sarah@fmbradio.com. That is sarah@fmbradio.com.
Perfect. I've just seen that Tatiana has just written yes. So she is very for Anna getting one of those guests on the show.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I don't think we have any questions coming through.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being here today. It was lovely to get to know you a bit more. It's really interesting because obviously I listen to most of your shows and I do a lot of social media for it. And the last few times that we've done these lives, it's been great to actually get to meet the person behind
who you're
working with and interacting with in a COVID world where you know people through email rather than
actually I know. So it sounds so formal when you're writing email to somebody, but when you meet them, you're like, oh, she's so cool. Ah, hi. So that formality kind of, it's there, but you're like, at least I can put a name to the face. And it's great. And thank you so much for inviting me. I never thought that I would be invited, to be honest, because I didn't know what the criteria was. So it was lovely for you to invite me. And that, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was lovely to get to know you a bit more, get to know about your show a bit more. So thank you very much for being here. Thank you for any of those who submitted questions when we put the story on this morning. Thank you for tuning in today and tune in to Simply Gospel on Monday from 4:30 to 5:30 mm-hmm. and a repeat on Thursday from 5:30 to 6.
Yes.
And email Sarah with any requests if you want a specific show about what it is. It's just sarah@fmbradio.com.
Correct. Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Yes. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye.